It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig. It's time for our show. Thank you for listening to the Pinky the Pig podcast show. And I just want to remind our listeners that you can listen to any episode at any time. Just scroll through the titles and click on the ones that suit your fancy. And if you go back to last December and the December before, there's lots of Christmas songs that you could listen to. But okay, and I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How are you?
I'm excited. It's Christmas time. It's the holiday season. And there's all this hustle and bustle going on.
Yeah. Do you like that?
Yeah, it's fun. Everybody's in a hurry. But, you know, that's cool. As long as you're nice about it, you know, and you can be in a hurry and you have to get a lot of things done. And you just prepare and don't put yourself in a pickle.
No.
But hustle and bustle is fun. You know, it's okay to step it up a notch and go up into the next gear because you have to get a lot of things done this time of year.
Right.
But Farmer Tommy said you never want to hustle a bustle.
No. But go on.
Yeah, okay. So it's the holiday season and our town is so busy. It's so pretty.
Yeah, you like that.
I love that.
Well, you know, Pinky, there's a lot of towns that are named after Christmas and that are connected to Christmas.
What do you mean?
Well, for instance, there's a town in Florida. The name of the town is Christmas. Christmas, Florida.
You've got to be kidding me. It's really warm in Florida.
Well, you know, it's the name of the town and year-round, they have a fully decorated 25-foot-tall evergreen tree.
Yeah, I'm probably was only 24 feet last year.
Yeah.
Christmas, Florida. How about that?
Right. And then, of course, there is North Pole, Alaska.
Yeah, that's where Santa is. Because the North Pole, the actual tip of the Earth, there's no land there, Mildred. We did that episode. That's all sheer ice. It's called the North Pole. Now, the South Pole, that indeed is land. Sure, most of it's covered in ice, but it is land under there. It's the fifth largest continent.
Right, we did the episode on Antarctica.
Antarctica.
Right, and it's actually larger than the continent of Europe. Do you know of all of the continents, Pinky?
Well, okay, I know. Okay, there's North America, South America, Africa, Europe, Antarctica, Asia, and then Oceania. They call it that now. Australia and New Zealand and all those islands there.
Right, so Antarctica is the fifth largest continent, it, like we say, larger than Europe. And the interesting thing is Antarctica is a complex place where there are seven different territories there.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so they're called sovereign states. South America has the countries of Chile.
Yeah, we did that episode. Chile is the tip of South America. That's the closest spot to Antarctica.
That's right. It's only 540 miles away to the tip of Chile.
Yeah. It's called Cape Horn.
Oh, very good. Right. So Chile and Argentina, also a South American country, have territories in Antarctica. Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom have territories there, along with France and Norway.
Yeah, but no one really lives there.
Yeah, just scientists.
You almost said a bunch of scientists.
Right. But regardless, okay, the tip of Chile.
Yeah, I said Cape Horn.
Do you know what the tip of Africa is called, Pinky?
No, I do not.
It's the Cape of Good Hope. Technically, the very tip is Cape Agulhas.
Agulhas.
Right, that's what separates the Atlantic Ocean and the Indian Ocean. However, the Cape of Good Hope is right there, and it's given that name because it's so treacherous to go around the Cape of Good Hope.
Yeah, you hope you make it around, especially if you have to go the other direction.
Precisely. Okay, but regardless, there's another place in the United States called Snowflake, Arizona.
There aren't too many snowflakes there. There are snowbirds.
Right. And there's a town, Noel, Missouri. And every December, they have this giant raft, and they put this giant decorated tree on it, and then it reflects into the Elk River.
Nice.
And then there's a town called Joy, Illinois.
Well, that rhymes.
Right. And the interesting thing is they get 13,000 Christmas cards that come there to their post office so that they get the special postmark of Joy, Illinois.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, kind of fun.
Okay.
And of course, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Yes, beautiful.
Yeah, Mildred, it's so fun. It's all fun. It's the holiday Christmas season now and the hustle and bustle. But, you know, I'm keeping it cool, calm, and collected.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, enjoy the hustle and bustle as long as you're cool about it.
Right.
I love you.
I love you.